We're going to look at Tzivas Emes from Parshas Pekudei and a little bit of Tzivas Emes of Purim, Tov Resh Mem. But first, we're looking at the Tzivas Emes Pekudei Shnas Tov Resh Lamed Ches. So this was in Leminyanam 1878. The Pasuk tells us that an accounting was being made of the Mishkan and of the Kelim, of the raw material that was used to build the Mishkan and the Kelim and the Bigdei Kahuna. Ela Kudei HaMishkan, Mishkan HaEdus, Asher Pukad, Alpi, Moshe, etc. Rashi says that this Mishkan is called here Mishkan HaEdus. It's an attestation. It bears witness. Chazal tell us, it's quoting from Medrash Tanhum, Edus li Yisrael, Shevita lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Maiseh HaEgel. It attests to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been mevater, has indulged, and has waived the prosecutorial forces. He has set aside charges. It's not the same as being forgiven. It's very different. And we'll talk about what it is to be mevater. And the question, of course, is going to be, on what grounds was Hashem mevater? Did he forfeit his claims and his charges against us? What did Bnei Yisrael do to deserve not forgiveness, but that the charges were dropped, as it were, canceled? And then, what is the Eidus? It says Eidus li Yisrael. Does that Lamed of Eidus li Yisrael mean for us to bear witness, or does it for others, for the Ummah Sa'olam to bear witness? And li Yisrael means concerning Yisrael, about us. Is this about us, or is it, or maybe it's also, and it's for us? And if it's for us, you know, if the Shekhinah is with us, so then why do we need Hashem to say, well, now you have a Mishkan, so now you know that I was mevater? What's the point of that? That I've allowed you to bring the Shekhinah, and we are engaged, Hashem and Am Yisrael again. Hashem says, Kaviyachol, you and I, Am Yisrael and I, your Ribbono Shel Olam, we're engaged once again with each other, fully. Is that what the Eidus is? And why do we have to have that? In what way does that give us some kind of support that we otherwise wouldn't have? Let's see this Tzivas Emes inside. Berashi. Eidus hu liYisrael shevita lahem al chet ha'egel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has set aside or waived the chet ha'egel. V'yesh ledaktek. The Isa she'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu vatran. The Gemara very, very pointedly, in a number of places, the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chalila to say he's a vatran, that he'll just walk away, that he'll take us to no account for what we've done. Of course not. Amar Rabbi Chanina, I'm quoting now from the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Nun. He doesn't quote it, but that's what he's referring to. He's referring to a medrash to Yerushalmi that uses the expression, don't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a vatran. Marich ape v'gavei delay. He is long to anger, but he eventually collects what's coming to him. Again, back to the Gemara in Bava Kama. Amar Rabbi Chanina, kol ha'emer HaKadosh Baruch Hu vatran. If you say vatran hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is just going to indulge me, he'll look away from anything and everything I do, yivatru chayav, such a person, well, you're waving, you're forfeiting your very life to say that and to act that way. Shenemar Hatsur Tamim Paalo Kichol Drachav Mishpat. There's law and order, and there's right and wrong, and there's justice and judgment. So how does it say here, Hashem was Mevater? This is a fascinating thing. Aval Hatiritzu. Sheyesh Gam Alze Mishpat. That sometimes someone is judged to deserve that the charges be set aside. Mishpat can be that the Jewish people are going to be treated without being judged the way they typically would be, should be, for such an infraction, for such an avera like Chet Ha'egel. V'zeh atzmoy nisbara be'emes al yedei nidvas. Excuse me, I skipped a line. V'yesh misha zoche b'din lihi yos vatrin kenegdoi. There can be those who, in din, they deserve that the response should be vitur, even more than kapara. Now, Am Yisrael, of course, did tshuva and achieved kapara in part, but that the Shechina should come back to us, that the Shechina should be shared the way it was and was intended to be before the Avera of Chet Ha'egel, that was vitur. That there should be the Shechina amongst us that way, vitur. And we were zocha al pi din, therefore ein ze bichlal vatran. In truth, the Medrash says, and the Lashon of the Tanchuma is shevita lehem al chet. But it was vitaron that we earned. Let's see. V'zeh atzmei nisbara. This was exactly what's being made clear. Be'emes al yedei nidvas hamishkan achar hachet. This was accomplished. But notice how he says it. Nisbarer. That it is deserved to be that we should have vitur became clear through our giving, through our devotion to the Mishkan. Not that because of our devotion we were forgiven. It's a very, very important distinction. It is not the case that because we gave readily for all of that which the Mishkan required, all the gold, all the silver, all the precious materials and precious cloth, that's not why we were forgiven. The Sfasemis is saying that the Medrash, when it says Sheviter Lohem Al Chet Ha'egel, means just that. Hashem said, I'm going to treat you not as those guilty who are going to be punished, which we were, those particularly who actually worshipped the Egel were punished. But the nation as a whole, you're going to be treated with waiving the charges, setting the charges aside. And what you did as you donated to the Mishkan proved that you deserve to be treated that way.
Sorry, I'm just a little puzzled when you say the Kaddish Baruch Hu is not a Vatran.
Right.
I noticed here in the Tachanun, New Saxafar, you say Hashem Tavor Al Pesha. Isn't that being a Vatran? What does it mean?
It's very similar, but that can be in the context of being Marech Afen. We'll be getting to it later, or treating it not as Pesha, but rather as a Shoyge. Pshoyim are b'mezi. But actually set it aside, and permanently so, he says, that's what was Nisbarer, be'emes al yedei nidvas ha'mishkan achar hachet. And he's going to explain that the way we devoted ourselves to the Mishkan proved that we deserve to have the charges of Chet Ha'egel set aside. Shevadai hachet oisa roisham b'maaseh ha'odom. It's a fascinating thing. It's a powerful thing that he's saying. That a chet has an imprint on what a person does. Meaning, a person who has an earlier, previous chet that it's not been forgiven, it changes the whole person. The mitzvahs that that person does, they're not the same anymore because the person is still a chayte who does mitzvahs. It has a reisha. There's a Zohar HaKadosh in the Zohar on Shoftim that discusses how it's so to speak in the very spiritual bones of a person. A person's chet is inscribed. It's literally like on the white of a person's bone, the person's chetayim appear. So he says, of course. He says, it's oisiration b'maisa ha'adam. Avol b'nei Yisrael. But we're different. Especially when it comes to the chet ha'egel. Avol b'nei Yisrael asher ikar shayrish chiyusam. The very root and the source of life from whence our neshamas derive. Nidbak b'bayri yisbarach. We are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu so intrinsically. L'chein ein ha'chet yochel l'natek sheirish ahavasam l'Hashem yisbarach. Therefore, the chet, even a chet like the egel, cannot disconnect, tear it away. Am Yisrael, in the root of where and how we love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheresh Havasim, the roots of our love for Hashem are implanted within us and cannot be ripped out, no matter what the chet. Kimayshe Kasuv, as it says in Shir HaShirim, Mayim Rabim Lo Yuchlu Lichbois Esa Ha'avo, says the Svasemis, it's two ways. It's not only that the love of Hashem for us can never be usurped, can never be ripped out. That even if the nations of the world try, and that's exactly what the theology of the Minim, that's exactly what Minas was all about. You're not anymore the beloved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not the Israel of the Bible. We are. But already in Shir HaShirim, Shlomo Melech says, no, you don't understand. In spite of Churban Bayis Rishon, Churban Bayis Sheni, and all of that which may have happened, and everything that we've done wrong, doesn't make a difference. Mayim Rabim, Medrash explains, Mayim Rabim refers to the nations of the world. Lo yuchlu l'chvayis es ha'ava. Says the Svasemis, that's two ways. It means that our Ava for Hashem is so deeply rooted in us, that our Ahava for Hashem can never be ripped out and always remains very strong and deeply rooted within us, individually and as a people. Now, if that's the case, if that Ahava for Hashem is so deeply, intrinsically, definitively who and what we are, so then that means making an ego is not definitively who we are. Panic! Oh, where's Moshe? He's gone. Who will lead us? We're so upset. We're bereft. All kinds of mistakes were made, but the ripping out or disconnection of the root of love, the rootedness of Hashem in our hearts, was not touched. Was unfazed. Therefore. Vahanadava, next line. Vahanadava, everything that we're devoting for the Mishkan, Haya Ois, was just proof. L'chavivus b'nei Yisrael, Shenikru, that we are called and deserve to be called, Bas Nediv. Again, Shir HaShirim. Why are we called Bas Nediv? When the Pasuk says, Nedive Amim Esofu Am, Elokei, Avraham. Yedive Amim Nesafu. Amalek Avraham. So who are we? Bas Nediv. Who's the Nediv? Who is the most devoted human being ever? Avraham Avinu. We are Bas Nediv. That's who we are. Our devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so deeply rooted within us. It's so definitively a part of us. And we proved it when we said, oh, Mishkan? Devotion? Build Mishkan? Where we came from and what brought out our nedava, what moved us to be donating, and we talked about this last week. That was the whole point the Sfas made about the purity of how we were misnadev, completely pure. From the purest, deepest place within us. So, HaNadava Haya Isla Chavivas B'nai Yisrael Shenikru Pasnadiv Bitoy Shel Avraham Avinu Alav HaShalom Shenikru Nidiv V'zeh HaNadivas. That devotion to Hashem Lo Yuchal L'Hiskalkel B'lev Ish Yisrael can never be corrupted. It's always in the heart of a Jew. You'll never supplant it. You'll never rip it out. You know, tragically, it sometimes is at a time when you just wish it wouldn't have to come out that way. There was a fellow, a Yiddish young man named Dan, I think his name was Daniel Pearl. Hashem Yim Kam Damai. And when they made him say, before they took his life barbarically, and literally, I believe that it was a beheading lay later. He said, and you sensed there was a defiance in his voice. My name is Daniel Pearl. I was born a Jew. I am a Jew. And while they wanted him to say that so that they could show the world, you see, this is what we do to Jews. But you heard in his voice, not fear, and more than just resignation, but affirmation. This is who I am. It is who I am. And this is what I'm devoted to. And this was not a from Yid. This was not a practicing Jew. I don't believe he was a practicing Jew. But you come to a genuine Yid, and there's a point, there's a nekuda in that genuine heart that's devoted, and you can't threaten it, you can't destroy it, you can't root it out. It's there. That place inside every one of the Yidden in the Midbar is from whence the devotion to the Mishkan came. When they devoted to the Mishkan, it came from so deep within them. That's the Nedivas of Nedive Amim Nesofu Amalekei Avraham. It's that which the Torah meant, Kol Nediv Leiv Yivyeho. That's where it came from. And since that's a place in Klal Yisrael and in every Yid that's impervious to any allure, certainly anything like Avodah Zarah, therefore, V'lachein, Mishpat Hashem Emes, it's Emes, Levater Negdom, to just waive the charges of Avodah Zarah, of the Egel HaZav, because it was a superficial act, not an intrinsic act on our part. Kimoshe Kosov. Oyhaven nidova. That's Mida Keneged Mida. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, they have such nedivas toward me that I will show such love toward them and just set aside the charges.
Were they freed to sight? Because at the end of the day, they died over 40 years.
That was for Chet Meraglim.
Okay, I'm wrong.
No, that's an important good point. That for some reason, a very difficult question, that Chet Ha'egel would not preclude us from coming into Eretz Yisrael, and was not only forgiven, but here we see that Kadosh Baruch Hu waived the charges, but not Chet Meraglim. It's a great question as to why. Okay. Now, let's look at this again from just a slightly different angle in the next piece, Vasemes, from Parshas Vayakel, same year, Shnas Tov Reish Lamed Ches. The Medrash Rabbah, says from the Pasuk in in Hosea. Erpa meshuva sam, oy havein nidava. And then that pasuk, as we mentioned earlier, from Shir HaShirim, im yiten ish, if someone wants to step up and say, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you got the wrong people, choose us instead. No matter what they're willing to give up or sacrifice to become Hashem's beloved, they can't. If they can give up kol hayin beisai, boys yevuzulai, all they're going to get for all their money is embarrassment and shame. They're going to be very disappointed. You can't take Hashem's people away from Him. You can't disconnect Hashem from Am Yisrael. Sha'al yidei nidvas hamishkan nitkenu b'nei Yisrael mecheta egel. There's a tikkun. It's not just, we did something good, so we're forgiven. No, there's a tikkun. There's a tikkun, how and why? Because of the nedivus halev. V'atam sha'al yidei hanedava nizdabku b'makor nafshom. Very, very, here he explains it. By having to give, as each yid thought about, okay, I'm going to give. You know what they did? Listen to his words. Nisdabku, each yid became connected b'makor nafshom ha-toiva. Each Jew became connected to, aware of, each Jew actualized his and her true internal self. So, when you say, okay, you're giving in a devil, what do? You reach into your pocket. Figuratively, you reach into your heart. What they did was reached into their, each yid reached into his and her souls in the most definitive way. Reaching into that spot where they are completely devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and nothing else exists. Nothing else exists but the Ribbono Shel Olam. From that place, I'm giving up. I'm not even giving up. From that place, I'm participating. I'm part of this. From that place, that good place in us, that's called Bas Nidiv. Shanidivus nimtza b'sheres nafshes b'nei Yisrael b'yerusha meha avos. It's a Yerusha from the avos. It's something that's just a natural part of us. From Avram Avinu. The Chiddush Yerim, as quoted many times by the Sfas Emes, says that's what Hashem Yisbarach said to Avram Avinu. Al tira, don't be fearful, Avram. Anochi magen loch. Your devotion and everything you want to accomplish, magen loch, it's not going to be lost. I'm going to protect it. Meaning, I'm going to have you and your children and children's children forever on with that same devotion. It's going to remain. Don't think that you haven't succeeded in causing it to be embedded in who you are and in who your children and progeny, all your descendants, they're all going to be that way. That's what you have begun. That's what you have founded. And that's what we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avraham. That there's a level of readiness to devote ourselves, to bind ourselves up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's never going to be lost. It's indestructible. He goes on to say, Umas Ha'ilam, but the Umas Ha'ilam, even if they would give, no matter how much they would give, imiten kol hayin beisai. Why not? But if they're so also devoted, no. Because einoy be'amitut nidvat halev. Their giving is not the same. And that's why in Bav Basra, Daf Yud, and he's about to quote that idea, on this pasuk, tzedakah tiray mem goy v'chesed le'umim chatos. Tzedakah tiray mem goy, says Rabbi Eliezer, Am Yisrael. chesed l'umim chatos, l'umas ha'olam, umas, not individuals. So you're going to ask about how many individuals? Umas ha'olam, as a nation, when a nation amongst the umas ha'olam, when they give chatos. It's a very strong thing to say. But let me ask you, are not hundreds of millions of dollars donated to by nations to UNRWA? You want a classic example? So what does it mean? Chesed l'umim chatos? That millions of dollars are given and it's a chet because it's given for the wrong reason and they don't really mean any good? I rest my case. You want chesed l'umim chatos? UNRWA. Tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars. Chesed l'umim chatos. Chatos. It's a chet. It's not that it's insincere. It's a chet. Chesed l'umim chatos. It's a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. And it's astonishing when you see that. I mean, let's be honest. It's very. It looks very nice that ships, as you and I sit here, there are massive cargo ships on their way to create a temporary port for Gazans. Why? Is it? I'm not even going to ask. Let's not. I don't want to talk politics. But really, is it really chesed l'umim? Is it tzedakah tereimim goy, or is it chesed l'umim chatos? You'll decide. Let's continue. But you understand. That's the point, in part, that Rabbi Eliezer is trying to make. But I'd like to get to something b'negeah to Purim. And that's at the very bottom of our photocopied page. It's a fascinating question. Fascinating question. Amazing answer. This Fasem is amazing. So important. Mordechai says to Esther, you want to know why I'm in sackcloth and mourning? Do you have any idea? You don't know. I know everything. Mordechai yoda es kol asher na'aso. And it's a disaster. And listing off, in addition to the gzeira against all of Am Yisrael, l'hashmid, l'harig, l'abud, es kol yehud, n'ar bat zokin, taf v'noshim, b'yoyim b'chad, he says, b'eis parashas ha'kesef asher Omar Haman Lishko. He tells about the money that Haman offered up to pay. Vaseres alofim kikar kesef eshkol al yidei oisei hamlecho. I'll pay for it all. Now, what did the king Achashverosh answer when Haman said, I'll pay for the whole thing? Hakesef nosun loch. Keep your money. V'ha'on. And the people Israel, they're also, do whatever you want. Keep your money. It's praktikasha, so the question is, then why is Mordechai busy saying, you know what Haman offered up? All that money? What's the difference? There's no money that's going to do it. It's going to be done even without the money. Because the king Achashverosh said, keep your money. So why in his description of how awful things are, does he say to Esther, He tells that over. What for? Why? What's the point? Sends that message to Esther? As if that's making things so bad? Shezechara l'mordechai. Yes, that's what he's worried about. Zechara l'mordechai atzadik mashiyye l'horosha nedivus kazeh. That a Russia could have that much devotion? It can only happen if somehow they have become tzedakah tereimim am. Have they taken away and have we lost part of the tzedakah tereimim am? What happened to chesed l'umim chatos? Shekefi ma sherafu yideihen mil hisnadev lahabayri yisbarach. If we have lost some of our devotion to God, chalila, then maybe some of his devotion to evil starts to count, starts to be vested with some power, chalila. Kach nimtza etzel harishayim. there should be such strong devotion and willingness to sacrifice. That worries Mordechai. Of course, he knew, Yodas Kol HaShanasa, he knew that the money ultimately was remaining with Haman, but that Haman had shown that devotion. Because Ki Be'emes HaNedivus Shel Yisrael Hu. Ki Be'emes Loimisga Bel Muhammad. It wasn't taken from Haman. V'leigarom HaKesef HaGzeira. That the Gzeira could go through was not because of money. V'rak Masha Omer Lishkol. That he was willing to give it up. That he had that kind of strength of devotion. Alzeh Nis'atzef HaTzadik. That's what troubled Mordechai. And what needed to happen was, No. We're the ones who are devoted. We're more devoted to Hashem than he is devoted to destroying us. And we have to show that. And we did. In so many ways. But it's the Nedivus Halev that saves us. It's the Nedivus Halev that saved us. And elsewhere he points out, and we pointed out last week, he feels that the whole Chet HaEgel happened because of Amalek. Because Amalek had come and weakened our sense of self and our sense of pride and our sense of direction of who we are and how we have to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amalek had weakened that. So when we defeat Amalek, when we defeat Haman, all of that devotion is restored, and then our confidence in that devotion is restored. You know what the Eidus is? In Shnas Tov, Reish Nun Zayin. The Svasem says, it's just a few words, I'll read it. V'nosan lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eidus al Yedei HaMishkan L'chazek es libam. For us to know who we are. Yes, you are so devoted, and I've seen it, and I know it. And therefore, L'harais, to show us, Shetiknu Kalachet. We should have self-confidence in ourselves and know, I know who you really are devoted to. I know, and then know the strength of such devotion. Know how powerful your return to me and your expression of such devotion has been as you have created and devoted yourselves to the Mishkan. Because it's made all of the difference. All of the difference so that you have a Mishkan, all of the difference so that you have a bright future bound to me and I, myself, Hashem, bound to you.